Okay, so you guys saw the video I sent you? It was made in 1993. It's a famous video. One of the songs from Bosnia Ecology called Everything Disappeared. Some guys made it into a video. You look at it, opens with my mouth swallowing something, and then it turns out to be a history of media imagery for 100 years, say 1893 to 1993 when it was made, and then it ends with my mouth swallowing it. So ION and the iCell is the anti-environment to the Android meme, and then it ends with me swallowing it. So it's actually quite prophetic, so I'm going to promote that video a little more. And this is 22 years later, realizing this.
When you first discovered the Android meme, this is a video that was made?
Yes, I was talking about the Android meme around that period in 93. So Everything's Disappeared. That's the chemical and astral body, TV landscape and chip landscape to be replaced by the TV body and chip body and the beginning of the mystery body. That syndrome in the 90s, called the internet, what I called the Android meme, is what I was trying to show. And you'll see that there's five phases. You'll see sign blackout, maybe even tetrads. There was two versions. One had tetrads. I don't know if they both have tetrads. So if you click on it now, let it run about 19 seconds. Okay, so we're at 19, and I think mine's, you guys will be hearing it, and the audience will be hearing mine.
You put this together?
Okay, the album, Bosnia Ecology, made by Dave Neufeld, came out on April 22, 1922. Then he made a second album, Bosnia Ecology Squared, which has more complex quotes from my radio show. I had nothing to do with making the album, but they used my statements from my radio show's archives. So by late 92, early 93, Bosnia Ecology Squared, the second one, came out. Meanwhile, Nelson Thal commissioned this guy, Eric Yaland. You'll see his name in the credits at the beginning. He is a young guy, and they heard about him or something, and they went to his rich guy's room, bedroom in his father's, nice upper middle class home, and there was a picture of J.R. Bob Dobbs of the Church of Subgenius in his room. The guy was already into the Church of Subgenius, so... Now, and Elson heard that he was a pretty good editor, but he's very young, 19 or something, 20. And they hired him to make a video on the weekend of January 18th. Oh, yeah, what we did, we got some footage off of C-SPAN or something of the history of the 20th century. So we stole this footage off somewhere. So this is before the internet, as most people know it. This is 93. So we had all this footage. So Eric and Robin put together a collage, and the design was you have these five phases. There are dates in it, basically like my tiny note chart, which hadn't been made yet. This was made before the tiny note chart, and my structure for it, my outline of the history of, 100 or more years, basically, I guess, 1840 to 2020. So we had all this imagery, and basically – they were to put the imagery of the period, like the first part of the 20th century goes in the first section, or in the 20s and 30s goes in the second section, and the middle part of the 20th century imagery goes in the middle of the video, and then you have the 60s, and then you have the 90s. So like five parts. But they were to sprinkle imagery from the older parts or from the later parts in earlier parts, so it became timeless. It implied... 60 or 70, 30, 70% to 30% of the era, but there was always other parts of the era, of the other eras in each part. So it was a nice Finneganese kind of collage of everything's happening all at once. And then one of the guys took me to a room and I danced around, and so that's the little floating bubble with the guy dancing. That's me dancing through the 20th century. It's dated January 18th, 1993. I think that is the birthday of one of Nelson's sons. So thinking of this media and thinking of the RNA drops, thinking of what I later did and how the Android meme is basically image overload as presented in this video, that's the cliche, dull version of the Android meme, that's what ION swallows. So this video is literal, and I hadn't thought of it until earlier today. So let's go back to the beginning and move up to 19 points in, and then we'll go through it slowly. We can ask questions or ask about the imagery, and we can do an exegesis. I'll turn the sound off. We're going to just talk about the imagery and the tetrads. So here goes. 3, 2, 1, click. And begins with the mouth. Bob, the word makes the market. The mouth is swallowing it. And the mouth makes the word. The word makes the market. And that's the way society's run since World War II. The White House says the word of where we're at, determines the climate, and then people, all the media and everybody on the planet has to react. So the word makes the market. The word is Rumpelstiltskin. Rumpelstiltskin is in my quadrant on the tiny note chart. Bob is the present. I've been the Rumpelstiltskin controlling the word that makes the market for, 30 years or something. In retrospect, I didn't know how much I was controlling it in the 80s and 90s. I had an inkling I was in the short list, but turns out I was creating ION. So the word makes the market, and the new market is going to be ION, okay, as a new technological thing. So that's a prophetic statement. Bob, the word Bob makes the market. Okay, I'm clicking on it to move along. So what do we see next? Everything's disappeared. There's the first tetrad, which is actually, this is at 33 points, the structure of the tetrad. Part one is new technology creates an environment that enhances something that's never been enhanced before. For example, television enhances the total sensorium and the central nervous system. It obsolesces, the bottom right obsolesces the previous mechanical environment, obsolesces private ownership of money. That's why the market crashed in 1929. It retrieves something that has the same structural characteristics as, say, television that existed a long time ago and is brought back with new relevance, something that was forgotten. So in general, we could say it brings back tactile sensitivities. You're wandering, mumbling homeless. There's a tactile person. So the homeless, the original state of human beings, maybe when they were first fallen, they're wandering around lost, private individuals, the Cyclops in James Joyce's Ulysses, the Cyclops group, where there's no social laws, just total anarchy. So that's retrieved by the caveman reality of television. And then you push television to extreme. You overuse it, make it be an environment too much. It flips into something with opposite characteristics. And that would be maybe the Internet, the two-way communication of the Internet. Television in the 50s was one-way broadcasting. You sat there and consumed it. You were passively receiving it, even though you were actively discarnate. But your chemical body appeared to be passively consuming it. But your brains were being sent all over the planet and the universe. So that flipped into two-way interactive communication, which is the Internet Web 1.0. You got that, everybody? So there's the structure of the tetrad, and then we're going to show five tetrads. Okay? So I'm clicking again. Let's move along. So everything's disappeared to operate, push button, telegraph. Stop there. So this is 1840 to 1900. Telegraph is the hidden environment, the first electric mass electric extension. And it enhances or creates the global village, not the global theater. That's caused by the satellite, 100 years later, 60 years later. The global village, it obsolesces the nation. So you have the beginning of what Alex Jones complains about, the internationalists, the oligopoly, the world bankers, the Freemasons, the Illuminati. The world has shrunk to the size of a village. People with airplanes and cars and telephones can, early electric media can get around the planet pretty quickly. And what else? Global surveillance. A lot of what George Orwell describes in 1984 is happening in 1900, by 1900. Joseph Conrad has a novel called Secret Agents about this double agent stuff. Let's see. And so the national structure that was reinforced by the printing press and especially newspapers is obsolete. That's the bottom right quadrant. That's the nation is obsolete. So in the United States, the international grouping brought in illegally, according to the Constitution, brought in the income tax and the Federal Reserve. See, that's the beginning of the world government. World government's not something coming. It happened 100 years ago. So the telegraph makes that possible. And it retrieves the occult, seances, and spiritualism. Many people sort of image the telegraph as somehow communicating spirits. They couldn't really see it as a mechanical technology, so they were trying to visualize it. And it led them into a fad that started in Rochester, New York in the 1850s when the telegraph first came out of seances and mediums. So that ends up with Madame Blavatsky and the Theosophical Society, lots of mediums in that world. The British scientists or fringe scientists form the British Society of Psychical Research, and there's a lot of interest by famous people in studying the occult. So the occult, which was normal in pre-literate societies, is retrieved by the telegraph. And then you push the telegraph to extreme, and the chemical body is obsolete, and you start getting the landscape of the electrified body, which we call now the TV body and chip body, but the first electric environment was a landscape. It was not a body. You were part of a mass new biological environment, Teilhard de Chardin called the noosphere. And McCune called that discarnate man, you know, not carnate, no body, electrically angelic, everywhere at once. Actually, that's super angelic. Angels can be anywhere, but they can only be where they are when they're anywhere. But electric environments makes everybody everywhere simultaneously at the same time. So discarnate man is the unforeseen flip of the global village into this new strange situation.
So is this when the concept of space and time changed?
Yes, there's no space and time. No space, okay. No time. Those are chemical bodies. 3D aspects, and you know, Einstein is affected by the telegraph. He starts saying, there's no Newtonian absolute time, absolute space, so it's curved, and he starts getting to the theory of relativity. He's trying to sculpture and visualize a non-visual, non-Newtonian aspect of the discarnate state. So the technology, the discarnate electric environment, is causing changes in all the different institutions. Even
so
war.
Did it bring more fighting? So it created more war and more fighting?
Oh, yeah. All the nations of the world have an identity crisis because their image of themselves as an isolated thing out there colonizing the rest of the world, the European nations, they are don't know what to get now. They're obsolete by a new form of wealth around them, the electric wealth. It's affecting news and the newspaper. So the nations have an identity crisis and they start going to war. The nations are obsolete. They are trying to retrieve an older identity, and the stupider, less industrialized nations like Germany and Japan and Russia, they start getting aggressive in 1905. And Japan attacks Russia. Russia attacks Finland or something. And the Kaiser in Germany, he wants to get a place in the sun. So these less visually biased nations, which are Britain, France, and the United States, these ones that are not as visually biased, they're actually excited by the new acoustic space that the tactile telegraph brings in. Acoustic space is more resonant with the tactility of the telegraph, of the electric environment, than visual space. So those less visualized, less industrialized, they feel empowered by the telegraph. And you'll see the gain in World War II, the less industrialized nations, Italy, Germany, and even though Germany was pretty industrial by the 30s because of what Hitler did, but the people are still acoustic people more than the British, French, and Americans. And you include Canadians probably in there. So you have Japan, fascism, Italy, fascism, Germany, Nazism, fascism. So That's the Tribal Acoustic Society feeling its oats, feeling powerful under the electric radio environment. So you have an inkling of that in the telegraph phase.
So this part right here that we're looking at with the Global Village and the Called and the Nation and Discarnate.
Called the Tetrad.
Right now.
The Tetrad.
The Tetrad. But it changed from the first one we saw. This isn't right now, right?
Like no, this is 100 years ago. This is 120 years ago. This is 1900. Basically, on my tiny note chart, it's 1840 to 1900, 60-year period. The telegraph comes in around 1840. So the telegraph is a hidden ground for most of that period, but it's a strong, recognized figure by 1900. But it's influencing everybody. It causes the American Civil War in 1861. And all kinds of other things. Now, what was your opening sentence? Oh, yeah. The first tetrad is the structure of the tetrad, how to read the tetrad. It says enhances, obsolesces, retrieves, flips into. Okay? That's the definition
right.
of a
okay.
How to read the subsequent tetrads, of which this is the first one. So when a new technology comes in, it has four effects, four laws. The law of what does it enhance, create some new situation, what does it obsolesce, what does it retrieve, and what does it flip into? Those are the four laws of the tetrad. So now we're going to click on this, and you're going to see a lot of imagery approximately from that era, the Eiffel Tower, whatever other old-fashioned imagery. So let's look at it. I'm going to click on right now to follow from there. Okay, so I assume you're clicking. We're looking at rapid imagery, newspaper, drawings, old trains, telephone, guy jumps off, car, smashes an old car, welding, candy thing, bureaucracy, telegraph, telephone, switchboards, a little bit of a screen image from the future. Then it goes purple. It goes slightly pink. The color of the tinting changes. That means you've moved into the next tetrad, the next era. I think it's movie comes next. So there was a certain tint for the telegraph. Now we're in a different tint. And the tetrad doesn't come right away. It's in the middle of this section. So there's some military guys. I have it stuck at 102. Okay, I'm clicking on it again. There it is, the tetrad for movie at 104. So the movie enhances psychiatry. That's Freud. It makes people analyze their dreams because the movie is dreaming awake. It's a parallel world that you watch that's created for you, and you consume it like a dream. And so then a guy shows up saying, hey, dreams are significant, and creates a whole psychology around it, right? That's Freud. So it obsolesces literate, nationalistic, boring ideology and propaganda, which I call dogma. Now people are into making their spaces. You're going to get into the roaring 20s and jazz, and all of the Victorian visually biased society just collapses. It can't handle the movie radio environment of the 20s. It retrieves consumerism. Now, we have to say, where was consumerism? Where did it happen before in history? Well, the Roman Empire had it. Think of the Roman circuses. Think of the Roman Empire, where they gave the masses bread. They were on welfare, and they went to the Colosseum every day and watched slaughtering. Right? Think of the spectacles. It's not packaged consumerism. They didn't have the industrial age. It can also refer to the consumerism of the 19th century, which was a new deal. It was part of the hidden industrial ground, but it becomes the content of the electric age because you've got software consumerism, people watching imagery in magazines, photographs, movies, radio. So they can be considered electric software consumerism, but that would be in the enhancement. There's something about the word consumerism I meant is old-fashioned consumerism. It's almost like shopping became a military operation. Because people couldn't handle the abundance of imagery and sounds they were getting in the new electric vortex, they started getting obsessive about shopping for objects, trying to prop up the visual identity by holding on to things, having something to grab. Because in the discarnate state, you're kind of disembodied. It's hard to determine where you're at. But if in that floating, you'll start smoking, start using your hands to hold on to things. So people start becoming middle-class, bourgeois shoppers. when you push the movie environment, and that includes the soundtrack, which comes in 1927, and that's the radio soundtrack is attached to the movie, that leads to the depression of 1929, the collapse of Wall Street, financial collapse. So that's the collapse of the old hardware forms of measuring wealth known as the dollar bill. And the dollar bill, or a dollar bill can't measure the wealth that's happening in the 20s with radio, movies, newspapers, photography, automobiles, airplanes. People have a whole bunch of new realms of technological leisure toys to play with, and they don't know it's going to collapse the previous industrial visually biased hardware environment. Okay? So that's the unforeseen effect that's sneaking up on people while they...
Were people less creative now, like at this point?
No, people are very creative. They're doing, in terms of what's creativity, in terms of activity, people are consuming and typing and running around, doing all kinds of things, way more than people did 50 years ago. They usually have to take medication to survive it. They're all on meds. But they're pretty high-functioning robots. The zombie apocalypse.
No.
So the thing is that you, what you understand more and more is that you're watching on your iPhone and on TV and all the different media around you. You're watching the Android meme act out and imitate human states of paranoia, schizophrenia, hysteria, panic, and ecstasy. That's what you're watching around you. The blob around you. The Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah.
And it can be people. People are zombies of the Android meme.
Wait, what's the Rumpelstiltskin?
What you're watching
again?
Basically, the Android meme is Rumpelstiltskin. It's hijacked old chemical body consciousness. It's hijacked spirituality. Hijacked everything. It's made flesh obsolete. That's where you would read Croker. Croker talks about surplus flesh and abandoned, lazy, weak flesh. That's what you're encountering. That's who you're giving blowjobs to, lazy, weak flesh. That's nothing better to do. the liveliness of the Android meme is what you're fascinated by. The liveliness of the Android meme. And it's pretending it's human. In a sense, the Android meme will gradually get shrunk and more precise till one day a Germaine will walk up to Germaine, and it'll be a digitized
robot.
Zombie, an organic robotoid. And it'll be quite intelligent and quite nutty and quite funny. That'll be the anthropomorphic chemical body version of the Android meme, just walking up and talking to you. Now, Ion comes in to say, oh, there's already doubles of you in other worlds, see? So Ion confuses the issue. Or it gets you not limited to worrying about your own double showing up. The tiny note chart goes from the loose quadrant to the Dobbs quadrant. Well, the Dobbs quadrant ends up calling itself anthropomorphic physical. Something will show up that will look like a human being. So the Android meme is more and more making itself look like a human being, be a human being, and target to be you, imitate you, be your double. Anthropomorphism is looking like a human. Okay, so let's go on. We've done the tetrad for movies, so let's go watch the tint change and see where we go. Okay, I'm clicking it now. Everybody ready? We're at 1 minute and 5 seconds into it.
Okay.
Now, note the tinting of the color. This is sort of orange at this point. And then when we get into the next tetrad, it'll change color again to indicate the sequence of images that represent that era. Basically, this is 1920. Yeah, about 1920. The next one will be, I don't know if it's radio or television. Well, it might be television. So 3, 2, 1, go. So there's cheering crowds. This is like the 20s. There's Mussolini. That's the 30s. Bob, Media Ecology. And then guy painting window, an airplane, the zombies, the pilot. Gas masks, cameras, zeros, restaurant, I guess, New York City cars, highways, cameras, early computer layout. Then a collage. It's probably coming up. The guy smashes the box. Guy stands in front of a train. Watch this guy. He's going to get nailed by the train. There you look at him. Look like a... Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that was technology. There's people clapping, New York. There's Bob floating through in the bubble. There's Einstein. There's kids listening to the radio. So, oh, there's Jimi Hendrix. Oh, television. So
Hendrix.
Stop. At 2:05, so we've gone 160 seconds to 2:05. So, television, upper left corner, what does it enhance? Tribalism. In all classes and age groups and nations and cultural societies. What does it obsolesce? Shopping. Now, that would be the consumerism in the, was it Telegraph? I think consumerism was Telegraph or movie, wherever consumerism was retrieved. Well, television provides so much software abundance, so much free imagery and experience and traveling through time and space that it obsolesces shopping a little bit. Shopping becomes cliche. And the beatniks start yelling and screaming, you shoppers are jerks. Come on. Go listen to jazz, smoke marijuana, and fuck your neighbor. That's the beatniks, right? Don't bother shopping. And then it retrieves drugs. The tribal people, pre-litter people are on drugs all the time, different forms of natural herbs and that. Well, it comes back as a big fad in suburbia. So the drug, pre-literate sensibilities retrieved. And then television pushed to extreme, so much television, we get addicted to it, we end up in information overload. Mm-hmm. It becomes a disservice.
Did any of this, drugs come up in the, did you go into a time period of the earlier 20th century?
Yes, we already did the late 19th century, that's the telegraph phase. Then we did the movie phase. That's the 10s, 20s, and 30s. Well, and then we got into this, which is the, you notice the radio, movie, television, no, radio and television is what this phase is. Now, each phase has images from earlier phases and later phases. So it's like Finnegan's Wake. It's always the now, the whole now in each quadrant, even though there's a tint made, like this is blue and the movie was orange, sort of. Each era is tinted. And there's another version of this. These were paid for by Nelson Thal and made by these guys in Toronto. When you see television, you'll see a city. I think the cities where it began in Telegraph was London, movie was Paris, television was New York. And there's a lot of images of New York in this section. And then the next section is computer. That'll be Tokyo. And then the final phase, I think, is Los Angeles. I also had the dates. So the telegraph was 1840 to 1900. This all became my chart 2 years later. This was made before the chart, 22 years ago. And this is the mouth is eating the Android meme. This is the eye cell swallows the Android meme is what I just realized this video predicts.
Wow.
It's swallowing all this imagery, which is like virtual history, multimedia virtualized history images. So we move to computer. The tinting will change. So it's very comprehensive. Jermaine's realizing, holy shit, this is the course we've been looking for. This is what people should talk about. This is what they give to their kids. This is what they give to your parents. This is why Bob is the word that makes the market, which it begins with, that phrase, the word that makes the market, Bob, which you're witnessing now. So we're at 2:05. We're going to click, move out of the TV. These charts, these tetrads are placed sometimes at the beginning of the phase, in the middle, or at the end. So it might switch the computer real quickly. So here we go, clicking on 3, 2, 1, go. So nice background and different technical machine factory scenes and bigger computer layout. Oh, Mao Zedong, that's the 60s. The nuclear plants, babbling mouth. Oh, there's a mouth. Then it becomes a psychedelic poster.
The hair.
And then there's Dylan and some other heebie-jeebie. And then there's graphs. Oh, computer at 2:30. Now, I'm just going to go back. The TV was blue. Yes, we're now into purple.
Purple.
Purplish, yeah. Okay, I've stopped it. Now, look at this. This is pretty good. So the computer is basically the 60s. Television is the 50s. Movies is the 30s and 40s. And telegraph is the late 19th century, early 20th century. And associate the newspaper with the telegraph. The newspapers really changed when the telegraph came in. They had to process the news world 24/7, whereas you go back to the 1820s, newspapers are very literate, long essays, and everybody being very articulate about their opinions. But the telegraph speed, the global village that came in with it, changed the face of the newspapers, and that's what Orson Welles is about. what's it called? Citizen Kane. That's about a guy who changes newspapers because of the telegraph effect and makes them more crude. Randolph Hearst was his name, you know, Patty Hearst's father and grandfather. They were the Hearst family is what Orson Welles' movie Citizen Kane was based on.
Yellow journalism.
Yes, yellow journalism. It becomes crude. It's like TMZ, you know. The Telegraph made literate journalists were very proud of informing the people, spelling shit out every day. Or maybe not every day, I don't know, you know, maybe the newspapers were once a week or something, but they had this manic speed-up of the telegraph just brought in anarchy. And Citizen Kane, Orson Welles, Hearst, yes,
back then was what's his name, the Australian guy that owns Sky, who what's his name? Rupert Murdoch, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. He's the modern Citizen Kane, yeah. Homeopathic replay, homeopathic cliche probe. He's doing more than Hearst ever did. He's a replay in some aspects, but a probe. He's like a tetrad himself. He enhances some aspects of Randolph Hearst. He obsolesces some parts of Randolph Hearst, retrieves other parts of the Hearst dynamic, and then flips into Hearst's opposite. Marries a Chinese lady. And then has his sons get into a scandal in the, taping of people in London. That scandal just got cleared up earlier this year, I think. Right? He flips into a disservice. Okay, yep. So computer turns the whole world into an espionage, into an information paranoia, gathering information, fighting over the word that makes the market, and every citizen becomes an espionage agent. Creating, canceling, responding to information. And the oligarchies get more and more uptight about what they're spying on. And it obsolesces specialist skills, obsolesces the doctor, the newspaper editor, all those old respectable positions of an industrial society. It retrieves the iconic image, which is kind of like retrieving the TV iconography. Any major news event is an iconic image. Like 911 is an iconic image, right? The skyscraper is blowing up.
Does the espionage quadrant include the surveillance thing of social media or of the internet that has been today?
But we're still basically going through the analog media. The Android meme replays all these phases, but we're showing phases before the Android meme showed up. But they're now the content of the history of the Android meme's presentation. But yes, this is in the 50s before the... And there is surveillance. IBM was involved with the Nazi concentration camps and testing their computer technology. So this is the development. And then the completion is the satellite, the extension of the planet as a whole. And that's the end of what I call analog media. Then the Android meme takes on a life of its own and replays this history and these media archetypes and tries to look more and more human. So the computer pushes... The huge bureaucracies of George Orwell in 1984, it actually has a new unforeseen effect of flipping into human scale. People can start talking and communicating, but this is the computer is not digital computer that I'm talking about here. This is the 50s, 60s. Those are the big impersonal mainframes, I guess they were called. People thought there was a human scale coming back. And that's usually caused by telephones and transistor TVs, transistor radio. The old analog media of the pre-computer stuff like TV and radio started to shrink and become human scale for people. Tape recorders. And it becomes an ideal. That's the 60s. People want retrieved community through the hippie movement, which was a replay of the beatnik movement.
Would this include the advent of credit cards? Computers enable credit cards. This was when credit cards came to the forefront of being heavily...
Money is
people
long
really
obsolete.
Getting
the private ownership of money ends in the movie phase. Credit comes in with the TV phase. And credit's not money. It just basically enhances prestige. You know, if you have a credit card, you're cool. And nowadays, you have to have a credit card. But... the credit card is not money. It's post-money. It's a new medium for commercial exchange. So, yeah, that's coming in with television and the computer. Okay, so let's move along. 3, 2, 1, click. So we got this purple. There's Bob floating through. Bob's the Rumpelstiltskin, Seeker Council 10. There was Reverend Moon. Now it switches to green because we're moving into the satellite phase, and you see this satellite. Mm-hmm. This guy floating out in space and a bunch of words and then ticker tape. Then I'll flashback to George Bernard Shaw, you know, back in 1910 or something. So we're always including everything while implying mm-hmm. ratio that this is a particular phase, 1977 or something. So now, yes, we're now in the satellite. So look at this. This is fantastic. This is done 22 years ago. What does satellite enhance? It turns the planet into an old nose cone, an old garbage dump that everybody wants to clean up. So it enhances ecology. Obsolescence information or being informed, news. What comes in is news outlets saying, here's the news behind the news, and begins to get to be a conspiracy orientation. Okay, nobody believes the main TV body iconic imagery. They want to say, who is forcing me to pay attention to this? So news per se, the sincere consumption of news, is obsolete. It retrieves people running around, going out to Aboriginal cultures, trying to, in the 80s, people got into hanging out with Native Americans or going to Peru and taking ayahuasca. They were retrieving, like, the Garden of Eden, pre-technology almost. Pre-machinic technology, or what people don't know speech is a machine, but the romanticizing of primitive, pristine, not infected by civilization, right? It retrieves them as charismatic. So you have all these Aboriginal figures developing charisma in the 70s and 80s as part of the New Age retrieval. But look at that. You push that fucking satellite scene, then replay it as the end of me. You push it to extreme, it flips into me, Bob. And that's what happened. Bob created the anti-environment to the satellite global theater with Iandum.
So William Irwin Thompson, the imaginary landscape, when he had done
yes.
and broke all the memory, so this is the your tetrazer, is it a continuation to that, and now we're here at Bob?
Well, we go into the when you go into on the chart and you look at the Thompson quadrant, which is mm-hmm. computer/satellite, he has a lot of useful information in certain areas of thought and meme, and we certainly include Thompson's scenarios as we look at Bob's work. As you saw, I just released on my Facebook page my annotation to a LaRouche book. You'll find it amazing. Little Sarah and a bunch of people say, this is new art, because you get to see my scribblings in the pages, and page numbers where okay. themes are played. But when you're looking at this video, you're thinking of Croker, Thompson, McLuhan, LaRouche, Zappa, Beter, Krishnamurti, May Brussel, Garrett Dean, and me. All these things that you've gradually learned about should be automatically come in as thoughts. So I just think it's astounding. I mean, I put Bob in there. Anybody back then, what a fucking Bob, what a fucking maniac. Why is he? The guy's a loser. He's on a fucking little radio station. Oh, he's not even on the radio station. He disappeared. He went to New York or someplace. And Stang and them are trying to find him and send him, take him to court and put him in jail for ripping off. I didn't even do the album, but they thought I did the album. And here we are, 22 years later, and it's obviously me with the creation of Ion. It's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I mean, what, have you got a video that you made 22 years ago, Susanna, that predicts you took over? No. It wouldn't even occur to you to make such a video.
Was it you predicting, or was it words creating?
What's the difference? I am words.
It's so funny. I was just listening to a tailgate today, and that came up about this creation create, and also about Finnegan's Wake, and that he didn't understand the language, but it didn't matter because it was all in the words. It was all about the forms,
the word patterns, the forms, the hidden style, the speedy words, the slow words, the transparent words, the pictorial words. He was showing all media forms inside a printed word.
And that's what you just did here in this video.
Yeah. We're always translating Finnegan's Wake. And, you know, my knowledge of Finnegan's Wake allowed me to do a lot of this. You know what I mean? I had cracked the code. I understood it pretty good. And that put me on a level of awareness that no one else had, not many people. And therefore, that opened me to allow new words, new scenarios, new megalomania to come through me. It's kind of like conscious mediumship. And McLuhan said back in Playboy, he wrote a letter to Playboy in 1970. He says, T.S. Eliot's idea of the acoustic or auditory imagination is regular awareness now, cliche awareness. But Finnegan's Wake has not entered the waking life of the population yet. So Finnegan's Wake still was not understood, still was hidden ground. And if you got to a point of understanding Finnegan's Wake, and part of speeding up your understanding of it was be reading Eric McLuhan's PhD, which came out in 1982. You know, if you read that back then, that really put you ahead of everybody. And then all the other people and intelligence agency people I was involved with, that gives you a good satellite perspective over the whole planet and all the media as content. So if you had that going for you, and you can go back and hear C.K. Allen, I'm talking about it. I'm talking the advanced state of mind I was in. And then it made me the candidate to evoke ION.
Is ION the cipher for all of your work so far?
Yes, the cipher would be the hidden code, right? And the meaning of all that we were doing in Dobbstown, includes Carolyn, becomes known, the code is broken when ION shows up. Then we know what it was leading to. So, yes, ION was the cipher before ION showed up. Okay, so
yep.
let's just let this run. We're at 255, 3, 2, 1, click, and see where this takes us. So Bob's floating through. That's Bob the Rumpelstiltskin. There's a guy looking at herbs, and there's these input switchboard and dancing. And flip back to the 40s, the band leader, then the moon, then a woman with a rocket ship. That's like predicting your iPhone. Empire State Building, loaves of bread, factory pancakes, typist, transparent X-ray fashion, assembly line masses in the 30s, a graph, space scenes, Magda train, guy bashing, terrorism blowing up the planes, people dancing, banging heads, protesters fighting police in Japan, assembly line, new age group, look at the workshop with the women there, you can see that, can opener, crushing cans, that would be ecology, then surfing, another airplane, then a bongo. Now look at this bongo guy, looks like a subgenius freak head, this weird mask. That's an image. Look at these oligarchs, there's Garrett Dean. Garrett Dean, the hidden ground of Bob Pursley. There's Bob doing hocus pocus, and we stop the image. It says, and then it's all swallowed by me. So I'm going to go back. You see Garrett, then you see me doing hocus pocus on Garrett. So that's the guy who made the, this is the scene of the video room. So there's Garrett. That's 1984. Okay, I'm freezing at the image of me. I had them tape me. The guy with the head, that's probably Robin Len, one of the editors, two creators. Or it could be Eric, but I think it's Robin. And I got them to take a picture of me zapping Garrett's face because editing the footage. So I'm doing my hex. Bob's hexing. Well, I don't even know why I'm hexing Garrett, but he needed a killing. He needed a come-upping. He needed a spanking. So I did it. And he dies 10 months later. He dies in October 31st, November 1st, 1993. And I'm in Toronto, and he's in Nova Scotia. But this is footage. I gave a talk in Halifax in 1984, and he came to it, and he made quite a scene, and we got it on tape. So I'm going to just go back a bit and look at the little subgenius mask. I'm about there, 350, 30 seconds left. I'm going to run through again and freeze it at the hologram statement. There's the oligarchy. See, you see the Victorian guys walking along, four men with top hats from, 100 years ago. That's Secret Council 10 kind of guys. And then Garrett, and it says, mixed corporate media equals manipulative tactility equals hologram, I think it's what it's going to say. So there's Garrett with his decadent face mocking the camera. You see that? See him mouthing off the word that makes the market, the hidden ground. Ha, ha, ha. He laughs, and Bob does something with his hand signals for the blind, does some magic with his old Canadian shirt. Look at Bob's Canadian shirt. Okay, then it says, Bob, it says hologram equals manipian tactility equals mixed corporate media. That's the formula. the hologram that the global theater, the satellite environment makes is going to be shrunk once the Android meme takes over, say, after 1967. The Android meme starts to digitize and shrink those massive environments that we just went through five levels of, and it's creating a hologram, but the hologram gets shrunk and tinier, and the Android meme is doing a manipian tactile satire on humans, and is doing it with mixed corporate media as the content. A private media is a coffee cup, but mixed corporate media would be radio environments, TV environments, these vast electric environments, which are going to be shrunk. So there's the Bob formula, the equals MC squared, and then it all goes into Bob. Bob swallows the RNA drops, or he's on the RNA drops and swallows the Android meme.
Mm-hmm.
With the power of the eye cell, you swallow the information overload, discarnate, holopathic cliche probes of the hologram. Pretty prophetic. I'm glad I remembered it. You know,
yeah.
Here I am. He had the key all these years, and he forgot he made the movie. He forgot the fucking video, and then one day he fucking remembered. Oh, yeah, we did. We got it right here. Look. Here's the course that everybody's been looking for.
When you have images like that to go along with what you're describing, it makes it easier to understand.
And what you're doing is you're remembering that's the imagery you've been living with. So it's your collective unconscious is the Android meme. It's a technical unconscious.
Well,
then
yeah,
we put it into order.
That one day.
Now look at this. This ends at it's 4 minutes and 22 seconds long.
Yeah.
Incredible. That's the perfect number. April 22nd, 4:22.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how we fucking did that.
It's art.
That's amazing. Yes, it's the media. The language doing more than we realize. The language
is
organized.
This is art. All the numbers thinking of 22 years ago.
Yes.
That's the new art.
And we can use it 22 years later. We can use it 100 years from now. This is art that stays art. Mm-hmm. This is the real art. All the videos made in 93, this was the best video.